The man who's been placed in charge of coordinating Australia's resettlement of Afghans who've been evacuated from their country says they'll need extra help to deal with the trauma they've been through. The federal government's appointed Paris Aristotle as the co-chair of a new advisory panel to help Afghan evacuees settle into their new Australian life. Paris Aristotle is speaking here with our reporter Henry Bellow.
Well, we've never had to resettle groups out of a crisis in the middle of a pandemic before. One of the critical issues for people in this context is they'll have to go into quarantine on arrival for 14 days. That'll be unfamiliar to them on top of having escaped in very dangerous and chaotic circumstances. So structuring how we deliver services in the context of quarantine when of course, they're not allowed out and people aren't allowed in, presents some real challenges for us. When they're out of quarantine, they will go into restricted arrangements, as all of us are currently. And so the ordinary experience would have been kids would go to school very quickly, parents would start learning English quickly, there'd be transitions towards work and so forth. Those things are going to be constrained as a result of the lockdown. And so we will have to have strategies for engaging and supporting them that minimises any sense of isolation that they may feel or loneliness, and still finds ways to connect them into the wider community so they can feel safe and secure and a part of Australia more generally.
We know that many of the people who have been evacuated, they're traumatised, they're quite vulnerable. Is there a risk of exploitation?
There are risks of exploitation, particularly in the context of the desperation they feel to be reunited or to get family and other loved ones out of Afghanistan to Australia. And in particular, there have been reports already about unscrupulous people claiming to be credible migration agents that will lodge an application and get their family a visa. All they have to do is give them $8,000 or $15,000. It's utterly unnecessary. It's pure exploitation of this group's vulnerability. Not just those that have arrived. This is taking place for people within the Afghan community that have been settled here for quite some time.
And finally, should Australia be accepting more than 3,000 people as part of our humanitarian intake, as churches and many other humanitarian groups have been calling for?
Well, I've been advocating for refugees for over 30 years, so I'm always confident that we're able to resettle more people than we are. The 3,000 places, though, is the floor, not the ceiling. The Prime Minister's been very clear about that, as has the Minister, and they've both said that they are hopeful and expect that we will exceed that figure. And the Prime Minister has also stated publicly that if the government considers that it needs to increase the overall size of the humanitarian program in the future, then it will do so. Now, that's a matter for government. It's not part of my role here at this point in time. But given our capabilities and given how wonderful the Afghan community is, I am very confident that we've got this, no matter how many people we decide to bring in.
Resettlement expert Paris Aristotle speaking there with Henry Bellow. And a short time ago, the Prime Minister predicted Australia would take more than 3,000 Afghan refugees.
We will do, we think, at least 3,000 this year. Well, I actually believe it will be more based on, you know, the work that we're already doing. The challenge there will be how people actually get out of Afghanistan. And that's why we have to work closely with the IOM and other international agencies, our partners, the United States, the United Kingdom, etc., to actually see how those pathways can be created, those proper official pathways, and to enable us to fill those numbers. And I've already said that if the overall intake has to be increased to accommodate those additional numbers, then it will be.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking there on Radio 5AA.